This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with the coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
Saudi Arabia, which assumed the G20 presidency this year, is the host of the virtual summit that is bringing together leaders from the world's most developed economies. The pandemic has deeply affected the world's wealthiest nations, with 9 G20 countries ranking highest globally for the most cases recorded. The US tops the list. 3 G20 leaders have been infected by the coronavirus: President Donald Trump, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. The virus shows no signs of abating and has claimed more than 1.3 million lives worldwide. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Aryan said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ethiopia said Saturday its forces had seized another town in their advance on the capital of the northern Tigray region. It also rebuffed an African Union push to mediate in a war with Tigrayan rebels. More than 2 weeks into Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's offensive, his government said Tigrayan forces were digging in and using bulldozers to plow up roads around their capital, a home to about 500,000 people. Hundreds, possibly thousands, have died, and more than 30,000 refugees have fled to Sudan. The conflict has spread beyond Tigray, whose forces have fired rockets at the neighboring nation of Eritrea, causing concern of a wider war. Several thousand people protested in Paris on Saturday against a bill that would make it a crime to circulate an image of a police officer's face with the intention that they should be harmed. Supporters say that officers and their families need protection from harassment, both online and in person, when off duty. The offense would carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $53,000 fine. Opponents say the law would infringe on journalists' freedom to report and make it harder to hold police accountable for abuses such as excessive use of force. Protesters in Lebanon took to the streets in their cars Saturday to mark the country's Independence Day despite the ongoing coronavirus lockdown. Dozens of demonstrators drove around Beirut in a show of rejection to the political leadership they blame for the country's economic and financial crisis. All types of national celebrations on the occasion of Lebanon's 77th Independence Day have been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. India's capital, New Delhi, remained shrouded in a toxic haze as the air quality stood at the very unhealthy category on Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
Visibility dropped due to cooler temperatures and lower wind speeds that let deadly pollutants hang in the air. People commuting for work in the morning were seen traveling with the headlights of their vehicles on as they tried to make their way out through the smog engulfing the city. This month, the city's air quality was its worst for the year, with the concentration of smog rising to 30 times the World Health Organization's safe limit. New Delhi ranks among the world's most polluted cities, with air quality usually worsening at this time of year, when smoke from firecrackers celebrating the Hindu festival of lights and crops burnt in nearby states envelops the city.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Visit voanews.com.